let's make some notes on this good day as to what it's all about. July the 3rd, for those of you who are following our fashionable way of introducing you to the day, I say that advisedly because I know that there's a different definition of fashion depending on not necessarily what you wear, but how you think. It is a day to be contemplative. I find that in my own world because this is the anniversary of the passing of a man who was my best friend. In many ways, he allowed me to grow and I'm not sure prosper, but he sure helped me a lot. His name is Edgar Pless. And so I think of him today because it was about this time on the program last year when a policeman showed up and said that Edgar had died. And from that day to this, Kenny, I don't think you were, Ken Kessler's here with me. I'm not sure you were in the same role then as you are now, and I don't know that you were around or you were a part of the activity that was on the air and off the air that day.
But, yeah, I was more behind the scenes.
Yeah, it was one heck of a day and a week, and actually it's been a very interesting year. So I'm feeling pretty contemplative, wondering a year from now, what I'll be thinking about, what the experiences have been of the past year. I will tell you one thing right out of the box. It astounds me to think that a year has passed since that policeman showed up in my studio looking. It literally seems like it could have taken place 45 minutes to an hour ago, or certainly within, you could touch the time, and it was a year. So when you think about all the issues of the day that we talk about here, our job is to bring you up to date on some of the important stories, the best stories, news items that are conversational. And yeah, we think a lot about Mr. Snowden and the NSA, and we get aggravated about some of the things that are going on because they don't make any sense. Are they the most important things in your lives? For me, no, would be the answer. And I don't know, Kenny, whether they would be the most important thing in your life or not. I'm guessing
no,
probably
not. No, not even close.
No. But
no.
The thoughts and the exchanges sort of tie us together. They bind us, the wounds that bind, if you will. And there have been plenty of those for me in this past year, and I'm guessing for a lot of you as well. Making the best of them, understanding who you love, and moving in a direction of growth. That's certainly what I thank Edgar for. And so as you hear me talking about some of the things that are a part of the news of the day, in my own mind, in my own heart, you can know that I don't really give a damn about them, but I'm here to, in a sense, get you to think about what and who's who with regard to Mr. Snowden. Anyway, to get started, he's not having much luck with his asylum request. I think last time I checked, there were four of the last, when I was on the air yesterday, it was down four, and now it's down 11. It appears he's applied to get asylum, and he hasn't gotten it. He's been turned down. In fact, the international tide seems to be turning against him. A Bolivian plane with that country's president on board was denied permission to land for refueling in both France and Portugal because there was a rumor that Snowden was also on board. So let's deal with that. It's actually, even if we don't really give a damn about all of this, I certainly care about the NSA and the way that we have. I mean, it's pretty clear to most Americans, it seems to me, Kenny, at this point, that having the information about what is going on in our country and how our privacy is completely violated, out the window, gone, that has helped a lot of people. I was looking at one of those, I don't know if it was 2020 or 48 hours or something, on one of the networks, and somebody who was some bureaucrat, a former bureaucrat, wasn't anonymous, I remember what he looked like, but I don't remember what his name was, said in a 3 or 4 minute piece that at the end of the day, it's important, I'm paraphrasing now, that we know what, to the extent that we can, how far the government has gone to track or know or try to figure out where it is that you're going, what it is that you're thinking, how it is that you're acting. And for me, that's really what this is about. That's really, I am disgusted beyond belief with my government and the things that are going on. Not that I wasn't disgusted before, not that I haven't been disgusted for decades, but this is just one more thing that seems to me is sort of a call to action. And I know people are actually really pretty upset about this. So I guess I would ask you, Kenny, in terms of conversation on Twitter, at Good Day Show, facebook.com/Good Day Show, what is coming up, whether it's sort of a general discussion of that we can glean by looking at threads of discussions or what our friends and people who listen to this program specifically are having to say.
Lots of people are talking about the Bolivian plane that was denied permission to land because they feared or believed that Snowden was on board. Apparently South America is very upset about this. Mm-hmm. And lots of comments about that. Thomas says this Snowden business is turning out crazier than an action TV series. Yeah, South Americans are furious.
Mm-hmm. They're furious about?
About that both France and Portugal wouldn't let the president's plane land because they thought Snowden was on board.
So where did the plane end up?
It ended up, I believe it ended up in Vienna.
Yeah, it's not as didn't end up in the drink someplace.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Neil says, what's worse, to live forever in a Moscow airport or to live forever in Venezuela?
I think I'd pick living in the airport, frankly. If it was down to two choices, I'd rather live in Venezuela than the airport in Moscow. That's the only choice I had. I wouldn't choose either one of them, however, if I had a third choice. Yeah.
And another Neil says, internationally, the U.S. is the school playground bully. Snowden asylum efforts show us how many other countries are still frightened of America.
Mm-hmm. Well, they want the money. These people are all getting foreign. If you look at the map of all of the countries in the world that are getting foreign aid, the two continents that are getting the most are South America and Africa. That's where most of our aid, sub-Saharan Africa, and there are a few exceptions in the Middle East, but for the most part, it's all South America and Africa. And so they don't want to upset the apple cart and not be able to get the millions and millions and millions of dollars from the largesse of the American taxpayer that they are entitled to now under the way the State Department functions.
Sure, you have to. I'm sure you'd have to take that into account. They want to be able to say, you know, we're going to stand up to America. But
yeah,
on the same token, they're getting money and they have to take care of their country. And if it comes down to taking care of their people or taking care of Snowden, he's going to lose.
Yeah. 888-302-3684. Join the conversation. One of the top stories from this Tuesday has a lot of people. Is it Tuesday? No, it's Wednesday. What is today?
Wednesday.
Wednesday, that's what it is. Has all of you fired up one way or another? What is it that will fire you up today? Help yourself. Again, 888-302-DOUG is that number on Good Day.
I'm at a local golf course to talk Gold Bond Powder with the Phillips foursome. You guys look uncomfortable.
Man, it's humid.
My shirt's stuck to my back.
My feet are funky.
And I'm itchy in all the wrong places.
I've heard enough. Phillips foursome, relief starts now.
Good.
Gold Bond medicated body and foot powders are proven to relieve itch, odor, and wetness with that cooling, feel-good, refreshing kick.
Great.
Itch-free, baby.
Couldn't be happier to hear that. Gold Bond Powder. Relief starts now.
You ever seen a snail race against Indy cars? Didn't think so, but you can. Right now through July 19th, when you buy a set of four select Firestone tires, you get a $50 Firestone prepaid MasterCard by mail and four admissions to see the new DreamWorks animation movie Turbo, opening in theaters July 19th. So get into your nearest Firestone retailer today for the Destination Turbo promotion.
Admissions value up to $58. Promotion card issued by MetaBank, member FDIC. Certain offer restrictions and limitations apply. See your authorized Firestone retailer for details.
It's time to buckle in for Sears July 4th Appliance Event. Keep your hands and feet inside the ride, because you're going to want them for these scream-worthy offers, like 10 to 30% off appliances. Plus, hold on to your hats, because you'll also get super buy savings like 50% off a Kenmore Elite Front Load Laundry Pair, just $699.99 each. This is one July 4th ride that's sure to be
amazing!
This is Sears. Exclusive supply. See store for details. Offer valid 6/28 through 7/7. Gas dryer price higher. Optional pedestal sold separately.
Should you be considering natural pet food for your pet? I'm Risa Jill Miller. Many pet owners are thinking about making a switch to natural pet food, but don't know how to choose the option that's right for them. Before making a switch, remember that pet food is formulated to be the sole source of your pet's nutrition, so it's the ingredient ratios that are essential to making the food and your pet's diet complete and balanced. This means that the ideal food must contain the right amount of both macronutrients, carbohydrates, fat, and protein, and micronutrients, or vitamins and minerals, for a pet's lifestyle. Veterinarian, PetMD contributor, and author of PawCurious.com, Jessica Vogelsang.
Pet owners should look for a food that provides perfectly balanced nutrition for their pet's specific life stage and special needs. And for those looking for a natural option, a food like New Hill's Ideal Balance is a great choice because it provides natural ingredients perfectly balanced.
For more information, visit Hill'sIdealBalance.com.
They say you get what you pay for, meaning the less you pay, the less you get. Not necessarily true. For instance, a lot of people pay less for car insurance by switching to GEICO, but get more than savings. They get satisfaction. In fact, GEICO's customer satisfaction is at 97%. And that explains why I nearly got stepped on by some happy customers dancing in the street.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com to see how much you could save. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Who is the worst role model for your children? A lot of people are talking about this. This would have been a good time. It's too bad Snowden didn't do this a month ago, so we could have talked about it in school, right? So it could have been a focus of discussion in history classes, for example, and civics. Well, I forget. They don't want to teach civics anymore, because then you can figure out how the government worked. Robert's listening in Lynchburg, Virginia, where we have lots of people listening and attending our conversations. Robert, go ahead with your this. I'm looking at a summation of what you said to Michael. Pretty interesting. Give us your theory.
Hey, Doug, I'm just connecting two or three dots that are pretty obvious to me that I haven't seen anybody say anything in the media. If you have an NSA database that has every phone call, every email, every form of electronic communication of everyone in the country, first of all, it's illegal. The NSA is supposed to be only doing overseas. But that's the ultimate blackmail database. Nobody should have that power, not Reagan, not me, not a Democrat. There's speculation in the mainstream press that they have even blackmailed the Chief Justice, and that's why he switched his opinion at the last minute on the Obamacare issue. But, I mean, it's been done before. Hillary Clinton got everybody's FBI files that were secret and had all the information on everyone in the government. Hoover did it before with index cards. Barack Obama has before broken into illegally into sealed government court files to take out his opponent for the Senate seat. When he first got in, he beat the governor by getting his private information was sealed by a judge.
Well, so what do we do? What, as Americans, what do we do? What do we stand up for? How do we take care of this?
Well, I talked to Bob Goodlatte, who's chairman of the Judicial Committee last night, Judiciary Committee, because he's my congressman. And the Democrat next to me yelled out and said, well, did you even know about this? And he said, no, I didn't know about it until the press. Mm. You know, I mean, there was another whistleblower that nobody's talking about because he was saying that Bush was bad.
Yeah. Well, Bush was bad, but Obama is worth it. All right, we'll leave it at that, Robert. Thank you. 21 after the hour on Good Day.
Oklahoma reminds us there are many kinds of storms in our lives. Nature regularly sends us destructive storms. 24 hours before a storm strikes, people panic. It would be wise to prepare ahead of the panic curve. The food price storm from drought and livestock problems is forecast to hit ridiculous heights by the end of the summer. Wonder if there will really be a problem? eFoods Direct has a plan to maximize your food dollar and guarantee you will be glad you ordered food. Until July 10th, buy three of any food food item and receive the fourth one free with free shipping. The guarantee. After September 20th, when you've seen what happened with food prices and shortages, if you're not glad you ordered food, return the food unopened for a full refund. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633. Your peace of mind guarantee. eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or 800-409-5633.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Take us down, though some may try. We're gonna stand our ground. It's do or die. The freedom that we found can't be denied, and they can never take us down. Oh no, our freedom is wide. Got freedom to believe and live the way we choose. Ain't that what freedom's all about?
The Freedom Song, which is a new from Neil Diamond, just been released. You'll hear a lot of this today. Probably some of you heard it around yesterday. They'll never take us down. So this is a result, obviously, of some of the activity here in the last few months. Neil Diamond was in Boston after the Boston Marathon bombing. He's well known to Boston fans because of music that gets played in the eighth inning of every game. And so this is that's a good song, appropriate song, and one to certainly talk about. Wednesday on Good Day, the Snowden case is in our focus. NSA leaker Edward Snowden has withdrawn his asylum bid in Russia, and in 11 other countries they've said no to him. So what is this? What's the song? What's it all about, Alfie? Here is radio host Bill Reiskopf. One of the things that happens on our program this hour is we go through a lot of the audio that Kenny has found as he's listened to other stations for us to determine what it is that people are talking about. And here this host talks to a reporter about a hidden internet. This is very, very interesting, where the NSA can't see or understand what it is you're doing.
Boy, didn't you just wish there was like a hidden place you could go? I know, maybe a hidden internet where the government couldn't track us at least easily. Well, it's not an X-Files thing. It's a real thing.
Yeah, it's pretty incredible, right? On one hand, the government is trying to stoop on everybody's email, and on the other hand, they created this hidden internet.
Yeah, well, I mean, and that's just it. So you're sitting at home and you're thinking, okay, wait a minute. If it's a hidden internet but the government knows about it, I don't understand. Why don't you explain?
Right, so the government created this network. It's called Tor, which stands for the Onion Router. And basically, the idea is that it totally masks who's using the internet. So if you're going on, nobody can see what you're doing, where you're going. It's a great thing if you're a protester in Egypt. Like, we've been hearing a lot in the news the last couple of days about all the protests there, and we talked to a woman in Cairo who uses this network to hide from government censors and government snoopers there. But at the same time, it's also a haven for criminals. It's totally anonymous, and so what you find on there is that basically any illegal thing you can think of is available on this hidden network. There's you can buy drugs on there, you can hire a hitman, you can basically do anything that any seedy, unseemly sort of thing is out there.
And I mean, you know, in the days after 9/11, I can remember, you know, we wanted to police the Internet. There was a lot of talk on Capitol Hill about creating some type of regulation because you didn't want how to make a bomb material on there and you didn't want this, that, and the other thing. It seems like that even if they were to put those restrictions in place, this Tor network, the Onion Router, as you call it, gets around that.
Yeah, it's pretty incredible. It's one of those things that you go online, you download the software on your computer, and then suddenly you can start accessing this hidden network. And it's really eye-opening. It's one of those moments where you sort of go online, no matter where you are, you know, your home or your office, or even on your mobile phone, you can get it. And it's sort of one of those spine-tingling moments when you're like, wait a second, this can't be right. You know, this can't actually be out there, but it is.
Andrew, tell for the geeks out there that get this sort of stuff, how does it work?
So basically, it encrypts the message all along the process. So you download the software, and on your own computer, when you say, you know, you're going to go out to a certain website, basically it routes it through three steps, and so that no one who's watching in can see where it's going. Nowhere along the line can, say, the government look in and say, oh, Andy Conti is doing this today, he's going to this website, because the message is completely encrypted.
Is there a happy ending in this for anybody? No, I just see Snowden sort of getting a divorce from society. 28 past the hour on Good Day.
I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute. Getting sick overseas is no fun. More than half of international travelers to developing countries get sick, and about 8% of them seek medical treatment. The Centers for Disease Control released a study based on 10 years of data from medical clinics around the world. They found that dengue fever is a growing issue. The good news, though, malaria cases have gone down. No big surprise, gastrointestinal issues are still the most common problems among travelers. But most of those who got sick were those visiting family, not tourists. They're the ones most likely to eat and drink from local sources. Okay, so what do you do about it? First, you check the local news to find if there are any endemic or emerging diseases to be aware of. Then always check with your own doctor. They can refer you to a specialist, and you can get the necessary shots and advice specific to the area you'll be traveling in. For more information, visit petergreenberg.com. I'm Peter Greenberg, the travel detective, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute.
Hey, honey, you know that flight we're supposed to fly out on tomorrow? Well, it's been canceled because of the weather.
This was supposed to be our dream vacation. How did we end up here in the emergency room?
Where's my luggage? The carousel is empty.
Got a travel insurance plan? If you do, you can be covered for trip cancellation due to a covered reason. Medical expenses, lost luggage, and more. Cover yourself today. Call your travel agent or visit TravelGuard.com.
Coverage will be limited by the terms and conditions of the policy and may not be available in all states. Underwritten by National Union Fire Insurance Company, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
Have a good day. Next.
Hi there. Two hot dogs, please.
Oh, honey, this has been the perfect getaway, and I can't believe how much money we saved with Hotels.com.
No, shh. If people find out, we've got extra money.
Oh, sweetie, relax.
Here you go.
How much?
For you, $37.
Whoa!
Plus, it's extra.
What is it, wrapped in gold?
Yeah. The Hotels.com 4th of July sale. Now through July 4th. With savings so great, you won't be able to keep it a secret. Book now and save up to 30%. Hotels.com. Finding you the perfect place at the perfect price.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of health care can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
As we discuss some of the issues of the day, important news, some of your favorite items of interest, things that be, if you will, on the top of our mind. And certainly, with the time we've spent so far this hour, Mr. Snowden, I'm not sure there's a whole lot new here other than the fact that he's been turned down by 11 countries and that the president of Bolivia's plane was denied access. By the way, the French are disputing that, Kenny. They say, no, that's not really true. You got it wrong, France being France at all. But at any rate, what I found most interesting, and I'm going to leave it at this because I want to move on to some other things, the statement that was released through WikiLeaks in which Snowden said the White House was pressuring other countries to deny him asylum. The statement reads, quote, "The Obama administration has now adopted the strategy of using citizenship as a weapon. This kind of deception from a world leader is not justice, and neither is the extra legal penalty of exile. These are the old bad tools of political aggression." Snowden continues to on the run today. Anyway, is he still in the airport, though? Where the heck is he today?
As far as we know, he's still in the Russian airport.
Yeah, all right. So get Tom Hanks in that movie and see how we can compare the two. I mean, the movie was before its time, in a sense, although the character he plays in the movie isn't an international sort of, I was going to say criminal. I don't know that he's a criminal, but he certainly is wanted by, and it then brings me to another, maybe too much television as a kid. There was a television show on called Wanted, Dead or Alive, which is where Steve McQueen got his start as an actor, and sort of all of this stuff reminds me of that. And then there are those people who will call programs like this who will say, why don't we just take him out? Send over SEAL Team 6 and tell him. That's how sick this country has become. Some people, other than the politicians and people in power, but people who are drugged by the dopey, the just this collective non-wisdom of just following the leader, like Obama was the Pied Piper or something, and just do whatever you can to knock this guy off. It's pretty wild stuff, actually. So I think we've spent our time on that. A lot of conversation, a lot of radio programs that Ken has monitored in the last 24 hours. Actually, in the last 48 hours or more, there's been a lot of discussion of the immigration bill, the so-called Gang of Eight bill that made it through the Senate. So let's spend a good deal of time on that now that we have it in our focus. Here's host Chris DeGaulle talking to a political analyst named Colin Hanna about how the House Republicans are trying to maneuver themselves around this bill.
That's the thing, right? The enlightened Republicans that helped the 14 enlightened Republicans in the Senate, they're not as crazy as those people in the House.
Well, the House has an entirely different view on this, and their position is that you should take each element that needs to be fixed in the whole immigration process and address it individually. And as you and I have discussed from time to time, there is a bit of a problem with that, Chris, and that is that that you sometimes can't get any concessions from the other side if you deal with each individual issue. Sometimes packaging them together makes sense. But I do think that the horrendous monstrosity that the Senate constructed is not the answer either. And as a friend of mine who is a longtime Senate aide said, you know, any time you come upon a 1,200-page bill, you should oppose it without even reading it because you know that there's bad stuff in there. Yeah. And I'm afraid that was the case with the Senate bill. So it's not a simple single versus comprehensive question. It's also a question of integrity, respect for the public, not putting in things that people who are voting on it one way or the other don't even know is in there, that deceive the public, that have all kinds of special deals. We can't have that. I think now, Chris, to shift the subject just a touch, I think now is an opportunity for the House to shine and show that it can be a functional, not a dysfunctional body by passing comprehensive, or broader-based anyway, immigration reform that is not so complex that the average person can't understand it.
That would be the case with most any legislation, I think, Kenny, that floats around. Doug Stephan, Ken Kessler here in this hour of the Good Day program. Have anybody that comments about the complexity of bills? This is, what did he say, 1,200 pages? Of stuff? Why can't it be reduced to 3 or 4 or 5 pages?
Because everybody has to get in their little pet projects.
Right, and that's really what this is about. This is a pork bill. That's why it really is. It's a big pork bill, and that's how they get people to vote for it. Okay, we'll make sure that your state gets construction jobs to build a fence. We'll make sure your state gets the job of the surveillance activity. It's that kind of stuff. And that's what makes it so just illegitimate. It's not really about border protection. It's about it's false. It's a pseudo way of being secure. It's kind of like a lot of other things that people do, maybe in their own individual lives, to fake security. I'm going to be feeling better because of this, and it's all foolishness. So anyway, here's another talk program hosted by Bruce Wolf and Dan Proft. Here they talk to Brett Baer from Fox about the bill, which most people who are looking at the Republicans anyway on that side, and that's the way Fox will look at it, is dead on arrival.
The immigration bill appears to be dead on arrival in the House.
It does. And, you know, there'll be some back and forth about this, but every indication that we're getting is that the House won't even take this up. They're working on their own bill. The concern by conservative Republicans is that the Senate bill is not tough enough on border security measures and that there is wiggle room for the administration to not do what's in the Senate bill as far as border security before the legal status is given to illegal immigrants and on the pathway to citizenship. So everything we're hearing is that, you know, when Congress gets back from this break that they're on, the House is going to focus on budget issues and the debt ceiling and the standoffs of funding the government well before the immigration reform bill comes up. So it could be quite some time.
And on the Senate side, too, Max Baucus is talking about undertaking a discussion about comprehensive tax reform, which seems unlikely to move, but maybe a worthwhile conversation in the run-up to the midterm elections.
Yeah, I think that actually, I mean, there are elements of tax reform that receive high bipartisan support, namely cutting the corporate taxes to something that is feasible for to compete in with any other country. I mean, our corporate tax rates are the highest in the world. And the problem is that many Democrats want to tie that, which they agree to or agree with, to a broader deal. And that would include, you know, increasing taxes on some. That's not going to fly in the House with Republicans in charge. So Dave Camp, the chairman of the Ways and Means Committee, has been working on this for some time. He thinks that there's a pathway to getting a deal. Others are skeptical.
Skeptical, eh? 888-302-3684. All right, so we've heard the party line. There's nothing much new. I mean, I don't hear anything, and I wonder if you're hearing anything as you grasp for some new wrinkle on this. I don't really sense that there is one, Kenny. It's just it now sounds to me like this is getting old quickly.
Yeah, it's the same thing where Congress argues back and forth and doesn't really do anything. Johnny says the Gang of Eight is telling us that we have to pass immigration reform before we know what's in it.
Yeah, well, this is the Pelosi way of thinking. It's a pass it, then we'll figure out what's in it, and then we'll fix it. Great. That's brilliant leadership for you. 888-302-3684. So let's touch on the minds. We'll move through some of these calls fairly quickly to get a quick snapshot of what people are thinking about where we are with immigration as this hour of Good Day continues.
I'm at a local golf course to talk Gold Bond Powder with the Phillips foursome. You guys look uncomfortable.
Man, it's humid.
My shirt's stuck to my back.
My feet are funky.
And I'm itchy in all the wrong places.
I've heard enough. Phillips foursome, relief starts now.
Good.
Gold Bond medicated body and foot powders are proven to relieve itch, odor, and wetness with that cooling, feel-good, refreshing kick.
Feels great.
Itch-free, baby.
Couldn't be happier to hear that. Gold Bond Powder. Relief starts now.
Are you ready for hot dogs? Are you ready for some chips and soda?
What got into Mom?
She had surprise points in her Shop Your Way account, so she went to Kmart to get stuff for the 4th of July. She's pretty excited.
America! Are you ready to grill?
Dad, too.
Yep.
Kmart has everything you need for a great 4th of July, including surprise points for Shop Your Way members. Check ShopYourWay.com to see if you got them. Kmart, it all starts here. Must be a member before 6/17. Points awarded 6/27, expires 7/7, and vary by status and other factors.
Want a more colorful summer? Ask Sherwin-Williams and save 30% on paints and stains during the Great Summer Painting Party, June 23rd through July 8th. With colors like Beach House, Julep, and Fireworks, summer never looked better. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams paint store and save 30% today. Find your nearest store at sherwinwilliams.com/sale. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
According to Comscore's March 2013 report on U.S. smartphone sales, 133.7 million people own a smartphone. However, a differentiator in the various models is battery life performance, says Tim McDonough of Qualcomm.
One of the biggest pain points for smartphone owners around the world is battery life. To help, Qualcomm Technologies has introduced the Snapdragon Battery Guru app. It delivers a noticeable battery boost and highly optimized experience for any Snapdragon-powered smartphone. The app's designed to proactively adjust smartphone settings for you and make it smarter. The end result is you can do more of the things you want with your smartphone, like play more games, browse the web more, and watch more high-def videos.
Snapdragon Battery Guru is designed to learn an individual's usage patterns and recognize peaks and valleys of activity. It's designed to reduce the background syncing of data and enable and disable Wi-Fi when these features are not in use, enabling a smartphone to save battery power. To learn more, visit Snapdragon.com. I'm John Dritten.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here is Helen Creeble.
There is an old economic adage that says, if you want more of something, subsidize it. If you want less of something, tax it. Today in America, we subsidize every kind of failure imaginable. We pour money into programs directed at unemployment, homelessness, drug dependency, and illiteracy. And we tax business growth, job creation, profit, and financial success. But if we looked through the lens of liberty, we might realize that our system is structured backwards. We should spend more of our resources encouraging success, not punishing it. While the President and Congress argue about raising taxes on the most successful Americans, maybe they ought to remember that old adage. They might remember that if you tax success, you might get less of it.
The Lens of Liberty is brought to you by the Vernon K. Kriebel Foundation.
888-302-3684. You may not have a foundation, but you do have a foundation, if you know what I mean. Foundation for thinking. Where are we going with immigration? Just another one of these issues that gets footballed and screwed up by government. Is there no practical way to fix the problem that most of us can agree on? John in Virginia, a lot of Virginia callers this morning, wants to know why we aren't enforcing the laws we already have. What a great question, John.
I'm an immigrant myself, and I don't understand that we are acting like we have no immigration law in this country. All we need to do is we have to follow laws in this country. Why do we have to talk about immigration laws that we've created new ones when we know there's already laws in the book? I mean, it's just insane what's going on. I apply papers for my wife. And I haven't break any law. I'm a taxpayer. I pay my dues. I am waiting online. Now that things are changing, people are demanding to change the law of this country. It is insane. This is not a law. This is a bribery.
Yeah? Welcome to America, sir. Aren't you glad you went through all the trouble to get here and to become legal? 888-302-3684. Here's Amy in Texas with her concerns.
I'm not for it. With that many people coming in and Obamacare, they say, you know, they're not going to be eligible for so many years. But someone's still going to have to pay it. It kind of puts 11 million people back where we were before Obamacare came in. Hospitals aren't going to turn anybody away. So someone will have to pay for it. And once they start having families, well, that's more women having babies, more people getting older as they bring their older family members over. It's just, it's kind of, I don't know, how much is that going to cost?
Good question. 888-302-3684. Calls on immigration now. Rich in Georgia with thoughts of the legality and illegality of all this, and then what it costs.
I'm very much for legal immigration. But the illegal immigrants, most of them is not interested in being Americans. Once they get the provisional pass to citizenship to where they can move about and work anywhere they want to, all the farmers just want immigration to pass, they're going to lose all their workers because nobody's going to work on a farm when they can go to construction work, or they can go to factory work. And as many people as we already have unemployed, it's really going to hurt the young and the minority workers we already have the worst.
888-302-3684. Let's hear from Gil in North Carolina now with a focus on employers. All right, sorry that we had that. Here's Marilyn in Florida. Go ahead, Marilyn.
Well, I can say goodbye to Marco Rubio because the border needs secured. Then do your other things because you can't trust the government. Absolutely not. They haven't finished that fence or anything. And that's all I have to say. They need to secure it. Marco and if Paul Ryan gets on there, goodbye Republican Party.
All right, Nathaniel in Florida. Go ahead, sir. You can cap this conversation.
Just wondering, in the background of all of this, who is writing these monster bills? Is this some organization or?
Yeah, it'd be FAIR, the immigration groups like that in Washington have political clout, lobbyists, staffers on the committee members and the allegiances that they have to various people. That's who's writing it. That's where this stuff comes from, Nathaniel.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don.
John from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Honoring your thoughts about the news of the day, the events of the day, the things that people are talking about. This is first time in the day for a lot of people to sort of cue into what's going on. Many of you have heard the stories this week about the Arizona fire. 19 firefighters killed, the sole survivor of the blaze. 19 firefighters, I say, passing away. The only one who survived, the only firefighter, is Brendan McDonough, member of the Granite Mountain Hotshot crew. He was spared because he was moving the crew's truck when the rest of his colleagues were killed. Here's a little background conversation with talk host Robin Colbert talking to a reporter who's in Arizona about the firefighters and the fire itself.
Lou, if you can explain, you know, they call that they're part of an elite firefighting group. What exactly does that entail?
Yeah, I'm glad you asked that because a lot of people, I think, have a misconception about what these guys do. These guys do not fight the fire. They contain the fire, you know, and obviously there's a big difference, and that's the reason 19 of them are dead. Most of the firefighters here in this elite group, let me just give you some background. This was the first in the nation to be called an elite group of wildfire firefighters, and they were headquartered in a town called Prescott. I know it looks like Prescott on the map, but it's called
Prescott. We've all learned that now.
including me, you know. But anyhow, so they were headquartered over there in Prescott, and obviously they were summoned to the scene. Remember, there are four wildfires actually burning in Arizona right now, but because this particular wildfire was making its way toward, you know, the city of Yarnell, they went there first. And a lot of people think that, you know, what are they using to fight the fire? That's just not it. What they do is they carry chainsaws and shovels, and they draw a line around the fire to prevent it from getting to homes and businesses and all kinds of structures.
Okay. And then, and I understand that they, you know, they were getting overcome here by the heat, but they deployed these tent-like fire structures that are that's supposed to deflect heat and flames, and that just, it didn't work.
Yeah, let me see if I can paint a picture for you, because a lot of people, you know, they read about it or they see it, and they call them shelters and tents. What these are giant tinfoil-type sleeping bags, and they're used as the last resort when all of a sudden a fire is on top of you or the wind made it change directions or whatever it might be. So here were 19 guys who felt their best option was to climb into one of these tinfoil-type sleeping bags and go face down to the ground. Now, the idea here is when you go face down to the ground, and you pull this, you know, over your head and you head toward the ground, you're supposed to lock in fresh oxygen. And we think what happened, and remember, we haven't had any official confirmation here, but we think what happened is the combination of the wind. It's hard to get that around your body. So maybe the heat from that fire got trapped into those sleeping bag type things and burnt their lungs. You know, you're thinking about this hot air, 13,000 degrees, whatever it might be. Because remember, some of these firefighters were found with the shelters, you know, the sleeping bag things on their bodies, and some were not, which means those who didn't have the sleeping bags around their bodies maybe just had no time. Because it looks like what they're calling this is the perfect storm here. We don't think it was a breakdown in communication. We don't think it was faulty equipment. The fire experts are saying this is just one of those freak things where this storm came out of nowhere, moved these flames right on top of these guys, and they just didn't have time to react.
Man, how'd you like to leave the planet Earth under those conditions? 13,000 degrees. That's, I mean, what's the temperature of the surface of the sun? I don't know. It's a lot more than that, but still, when you think about it, can you even imagine how much heat that is? We think on a hot summer's day when it's 127 in Death Valley that's a scorcher. Or even when it's 90-something degrees here in Massachusetts on my farm with a lot of humidity, that's just, how can we survive? And you think about it in those terms, it's pretty dramatic, actually. People in the news, George Zimmerman's best friend took the stand at the trial. Mark Osterman told jurors Zimmerman said to Trayvon Martin as he went for his gun, and they were tussling. I guess Zimmerman told him, he recounted to him what happened, and so now Osterman is trying to tell. He wrote a book on Zimmerman, actually. It's called Defending Our Friend, the Most Hated Man in America. The lead police detective also yesterday, who investigated the shooting, took the stand, said that Zimmerman's story remained consistent through the investigation. So is he guilty or not? I think that's some people. He's guilty of something. Whatever he's guilty of, he still, I think, is one of these Mo or Larry creatures. That's how I'm impressed by him. He just looks like and seems like he was oblivious to what reality was. Or maybe he had his own reality and it wasn't the same as everybody else's. So, that mean he's a bad guy? No, it just means he's not very smart. So, that trial, a lot of people talking about that still, and some of the other trials like Whitey Bulger's trial going on here in Boston, and Paula Deen's trial.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. At sonsoflibertyteam.com.